Today is the 10th of October 2016, and what is the word for today? Well, the word for today is taken from Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. You know, today, if I were to entitle this little sermonette, I would call it Encouragement to God's Elect. Encouragement to God's Elect. You know, our soul does wait upon our God, and He is the only one who brings salvation. He is our only rock. He is our only defense. And for His elect, we will not be greatly moved, will we? For He has done all things well. And you know, that's a wonderful thing to think about when we think about encouragement for God's elect. You know, He's the one that elected us. He's the one that chose us. He's the one that called us out of sin and sorrow, is He not? And He's the one that died for us on the cruel and rugged tree. He's the one that rose again for our justification. He's the one who is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you know what? We're seated with Him, according to Ephesians. We're seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A lot of people that you talk to, you wouldn't think that they're seated with Him in heavenly places, because they seem to be very often depressed and downhearted, and they don't seem to exhibit the things that God has done for them, do they? So today, this is encouragement for the elect. You know, I want to read, because Paul refers to heavenly places four times in Ephesians 1:20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And then Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What does that exactly mean? How can we be raised to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Notice it says in Christ Jesus as well. Well, He's the one that raised us up, because He raised from the dead. And because He was raised from the dead, and because He was set at His own right hand, we are raised with Him to new life. And we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. When God looks upon us, He sees His Son, does He not? And His Son has fulfilled all righteousness. Now it says in Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now in the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Speaking to the church, I'm speaking to God's elect. Paul says, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. God gives us the manifold wisdom of Himself. Now, He says, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm glad that we have the encouragement of the book of Ephesians. It's a tremendous book, you know. And I'm glad to know that we have been partakers of the heavenly gift because of what Christ has done for us. I'm glad that we are seated with Him in the heavenlies. We've been translated in the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, 1 Corinthians 15:49 says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And notice that our Heavenly Father is the one who forgives us, you know. John 3:12 says, if I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? You know? Well, there is a heavenly hope. But we've already been translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. We already have been given all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And we have been seated with Him in the heavenlies. And I think that we need to be reminded of this, you know. Yeah, Psalm 16:6 says, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. All of God's elect have been given a goodly heritage. Psalm 105:41, He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. Have you ever experienced that? The rivers of joy flowing within your soul. We are undeserving of this great thing that Christ has done for His elect. We are the most undeserving. That's why we give Him all the glory, praise, and honor for it. You know, we realize that we are not boasting in ourselves because He's chosen us, and because He has died for us, because He's raised. We are just so thankful and grateful that the joy flows from our hearts because of what He's accomplished for us. You know? Psalm 135:6, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places, and also within His elect and for His elect. You know? Isaiah 32:18 says, and my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Are you in quiet resting place today? Are you dwelling in the secret rock? Are you dwelling in a peaceful habitation? You know, or are you in the wilderness of dry land? Where are you this morning? This is the question. This is to encourage God's elect this morning. You know, Psalm 49:11. Their inward thought is that their house shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They have called their lands after their own names. Who are you calling after your own name this morning? Is it your own lands and your own accomplishments? Or are you trusting in the merits of Jesus Christ and His Son? Are you calling upon the name of the Lord for your comfort? Are you trusting in the merits of what Christ has done for His people? And more specifically, are you trusting in what Christ has done for you? You know, notice in Psalm 68:35, O God, Thou art terrible. Out of Thy holy places, the God of Israel is He that giveth strength and power unto His people. Blessed be God. God is the one we get our strength from. And you know, we know that Christ entered in the holy places made with hands, which you would figure the true, but into heaven itself. Christ entered not into the holy places made with hands. You know, I'm glad that he did not put any emphasis on churches or synagogues or brick and mortar or tabernacles or temples. Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, but unto heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And these places are pleasant places. You know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Are you abiding in the shadow of the Almighty this morning? Is your hope in the rock, Christ Jesus? Have you experienced, have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? Have you seen evidence in your life that you have the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And this should be our encouragement, should it not? That we have the joy of the Lord. And that we find ourselves in pleasant places. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And so this morning, I hope, will give us pause to think about what Christ has done for us. And 2 Samuel 22:34, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. We see that same thing in Psalm 18:33. The same wordage. He setteth my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He's the one that has taken us out of this horrible pit of sin and sorrow, and set us on high places in Christ Jesus. And, you know, look what he says in Isaiah 41:18. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will, Isaiah 45:3. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. There is a knowing where he's the one that has called us by his name. And, you know, it's good to know that God is in control with all this going on, with the all of the garbage we saw last night and the debates and all the lying and all the craziness. Jesus Christ is still there. Jesus Christ is still there. Song of Solomon 2:14. O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Isaiah 52:9. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. You know, we're giving credit to whom it is due. All glory and honor go to Christ. Goes to Christ Jesus, who has accomplished these things for us. And I'm glad. And Habakkuk 3:19, the prophet says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Now, he will make me to walk upon high places. You know, isn't that wonderful that he has done that? Isaiah 51:3, the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found there, and thanksgiving and a voice of melody. Well, Isaiah 58:12, and they shall be of thee shall build, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old places, waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Well, I'm glad that we can hide ourselves in the rock, Christ Jesus, and that He has been our comforter. He's been our shepherd. He's been our underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Isaiah 58:14, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high place of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." I think we need to often go to scriptures that comfort us in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of this God-forsaken world. But God has not forsaken His elect. He will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. He is always there when we call upon Him, our Abba Father. He is always present among us, and we always find the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we always see a return to Him, do we not? For God's elect, we find ourselves returning to Him. We find that we have a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. We find that regardless of what's going on around us, that He's always there, and He always gives us the comfort that we need. And so let us be reminded again of the verse for the day, Psalm 62:1. "Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." May God be with you this day.